Kevin Shortsleeve is here today to celebrate the birthday of an author who is very close to us in North Florida, where we produce these programs.
Certain writers are remembered for their sense of place. There is Mark Twain and his muddy, brown, rolling Mississippi River, or Jack London and his icy white, bone-chilling North Woods. Less prolific, perhaps, but no less able to convey a deeply rich sense of place, was Marjorie Kenan Rollins, who lived 25 years among the palmetto scrubs and sandy, spring-fed streams of north-central Florida. In an old cracker cottage shaded by moss-encrusted ancient oaks, Rollins wrote two books that will assure that old North Florida will never be forgotten: Cross Creek, a collection of anecdotes and ramblings about life in that small town, and The Yearling, a Pulitzer Prize-winning novel about settlers in the region in the 1870s, and The Young Boy, Jody Baxter, who befriends an orphaned fawn. Published in 1938, The Yearling is a coming-of-age story, touching, poignant, and of universal appeal to any child or adult who has ever faced adversity and learned to live with pain. But as critic Agnes Perkins points out, The Yearling succeeds not only because it is touching, but also because of its strong characterizations of the independent Florida people and its vivid evocation of the wild beauty of the Florida scrub country. And it is precisely because of Rollins' ability to convincingly and powerfully convey a sense of place that many writers have been influenced by her. In honor of the late writer, hopeful authors convene each summer near Rollins' old home and share ideas on how best to capture a sense of one's home with pen and paper. Especially in Florida, perhaps, there is a sense of urgency to such a project, where urban sprawl proves so difficult to manage, and where entire counties are transformed into picture-perfect vacation land amusement centers. The residents and writers of Florida know what it is to see entire regions transformed in a lifetime. Seeking inspiration, some writers today look at Rollins' work and hope that they too will be able to find value, beauty, and meaning in everyday life. Historical novels like The Yearling are especially endowed with the ability to conjure vital connections to the past of a place. Screenwriter Paul Osborne, in his on-screen dedication to the 1946 film version of The Yearling, described how vitally we are connected to our land through the acts of the everyday ancestor who came before us. He wrote, "For us they hungered and toiled. Their endurance is our prosperity. Their struggle is our freedom. From their dust we spring. Reaping the great harvest of their lives and works, we remember them with blessings."